and welcome to another episode of Untraditionally Traditional, a podcast with me, Brittany Duncan, a millennial homemaker. Join me each week as I share all the things I've learned that make keeping your home, garden, and life running smoothly all while working. If you are enjoying the podcast, please be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcasting app so you get the episodes downloaded straight to you every Monday. Now, on to today's episode. Hello, 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 and welcome back. Guess who's back, back again, again. Untraditionally Traditional's back, back. Tell a friend. No, really. Do tell a friend. I'll tackle this in an episode, but the reason the podcast has been on a hiatus is that, in short, I was not busy. I was behind. And there's a big difference between being busy and being behind. All good things. Well, mostly good things. You know, my parents moved to Boise. That was awesome. They stayed with us for a few days. I helped them move. Johnson and I went away for the weekend out of town. Those were all good things. And then I had annoying things like some big work projects and taxes that really just threw me off. It's crazy how delicate the balance of being a homemaker is. One minute you've got it, you're walking the tightrope with ease. And then the next thing you're looking for that safety line. So today I want to talk about that safety line. While I was getting everything, and I don't say everything loosely, I mean everything in the house back in order, I was listening to some podcasts and I heard the phrase trigger task, and this big light bulb went off in my head. The vibe I got from the episode mention was that a trigger task is a task that, when not done, triggers you. As homemakers, we can often feel overwhelmed. I have so much to do. I don't know what to do first. What is the most important thing? What's the most time-sensitive thing? Ugh, I wish I could just get my head screwed on straight to tackle XYZ. All these things, right? Trigger tasks are things that, when undone, make you feel undone as a homemaker. They're different for all of us, but I got thinking about what mine are and narrowed down to 4 trigger tasks. And that's what I want you to be thinking about as you listen to this episode. What are your 4 trigger tasks? For me, there are a few things, well, okay, maybe more than a few things that get under my skin as a homemaker. But when I was really thinking about it, there's 4 main ones. The first being a dirty floor. I like to be barefoot in my home, so the feeling of dirt on the floor makes me crazy. Y'all know that feeling, like when you step on something with bare feet and then you wipe the bottom of your foot on your calf to like shake it off. Please tell me I'm not the only one that does that. But that little motion of just like, oh, there's something on my foot, and like brushing it off on my calf makes me tense up with frustration just like thinking about it. Ugh, I hate that feeling. Number 2, dirty dishes. Nothing is as uninspiring to me as a home chef as dirty dishes. I hate walking into the kitchen and having to face dirty dishes in the sink before I can start cooking a meal. And something about them is like a wall. Like, even though I know I'm going to make more dishes cooking, I can't start cooking with dirty dishes already in the sink. It just feels icky to me. I have to like get back to that base clean level. Laundry is number 3, specifically laundry on the laundry room floor, or floors in general, but again, trying to narrow it down, to the laundry room floor. Y'all have heard me talk about our laundry room and how ours is pretty much a mess all the time. It's that zone that is behind a closed door where things we don't want to see or deal with get shoved for another day. So honestly, I try to avoid going in that room whenever possible because I feel defeat when I go in there. But particularly when I'm taking my clothes in there to be washed and there's a pile of towels on the floor that need to be washed, I end up walking over the towels to start my laundry, skipping the towels altogether until enough build up to warrant a full load. Just, I don't know, it's one of those things that just like immediately irks me when I see it. And last but not least is an unmade bed, for so many reasons. I love a made bed. Number 1, statistically, people who make their beds in the mornings are more productive. Number 2, getting into a nicely made bed at the end of the day is one of those daily treats for me. I love our bed. getting into an unmade bed for me is like transporting myself back to being a 14-year-old whose room is a mess, and the idea of home decor was Hillary Duff posters. No shade to Hillary Duff. Hey now. That is not what my dreams are made of anymore. So recognizing these triggers, I can make tasks to tackle them on a system and avoid being triggered. These are the four daily things I aim to tend to no matter what. When I wake up, I make the bed. When I make breakfast, the dishes get washed immediately. Lunched, rinsed, and put in the dishwasher. Dinner, wash as I go, put things in the dishwasher, and then run the dishwasher when I go to bed, and then unload it first thing in the morning so that when I'm cooking my breakfast, I'm back to a blank slate. You see how that cycle works. Before I sit down to work, start a load of laundry. Flip it at lunch. Doing a single load of laundry every day is a huge help to avoid those piles. It can be a small load, speed wash. If y'all listen to my episode on how to love laundry again, you know why speed wash is superior. But at the end of the workday, fold it, put it away. You know, you're keeping up with that cycle so it doesn't build up. Floors. This one is last and a little bit tricky, but basically it comes down to vacuuming every 2 or 3 days. In the winter, probably every like day or two in the summer. We have a golden retriever, Sage, who sheds a lot. And she loves going in and out of the backyard. I love going out into the yard. Sometimes I walk in the grass with bare feet because it feels good. If I'm carrying in groceries, I don't take my shoes off. My husband doesn't always take his shoes off. Bottom line, stuff does and will continue to get tracked in, which means if I want a spotless floor, I've got to vacuum and vacuum a lot. It's just what it is, right? Now let's talk about the word trigger. Typically has a bad connotation with it. Thank you fellow millennials for that, and Gen Z who really drove being triggered home. But with this list, I've started viewing triggers as bi-directional. If I don't do dishes and I have a sink full of dirty plates, I'm going to be triggered in frustration and lack of motivation. But if my sink is clear and clean, I'm triggered positively to enjoy the kitchen. It's like the dirty dishes are a blinder, and that's all I can see. I don't see the recipe list on the side of the fridge that reminds me to take the meat out of the freezer. I don't see ingredients and feel inspired to cook a homemade meal. Think of your trigger tasks as a sliding scale. If you don't do them, you will have a negative consequence. But if you do them, you will have a positive consequence. There's no middle zone when it comes to a trigger task. They are building you either to motivate you or defeat you. Keep them small, obtainable, and do them. If you fail one day, so what? Tomorrow's a new day. If you only get half done one day instead of all four tasks, well, you gave yourself two positive outcomes. We are responsible for what triggers us in the home, and as homemakers, we have the power to do something about it. So don't always think of the trigger task as avoiding a negative consequence. Sometimes it's like that's the thing that leads you to the positive outcome you're looking for in your home. All right. Happy list making, everybody, and task tackling. I will see you back here on Friday. Thank you for listening to this episode of Untraditionally Traditional. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with those special people who would love it too and write a review. For more tips and photos of my home and garden, follow Untraditionally Traditional Pod on Instagram. Until next week, let's continue to make our homes places of joy and service to ourselves and those we share them with.